We do want to have him. Last night, we had kids there. And tonight, she said, we got to get.
Okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the common council meeting to order at 6:05 p.m. on Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Middleton.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on October 26, 2021. Any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign.
Abstain.
Thank you, Tad, Jennifer, Dan, and Walt approve, and Jenny abstains. Next up is the 2022 Elected Official Salary Ordinance. This is our yearly ordinance. Do I have a motion to read by title? Read Ordinance 2021-27 by title only.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2021-27 by title only.
Ordinance 2021-27, an ordinance fixing the annual salaries of all elected officials of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, effective January 1, 2022 for the year 2022. I have to correct that.
Thank you. Okay, so this is the annual elected official salary ordinance. Rosie and I heard from multiple individuals in the council to take the mayor and the clerk treasurer up to where the department heads are. You'll remember, I think we didn't do that last year in order to kind of make it work financially and stuff. And so that's what I think, Rosie, you've done in that. Do you have any other comments on that?
No, and also the council members would be getting next year the same as they get this year.
This year. So remember, it's 27, so it'll be squished to 26, if you will. So, but it'll be the same amount yearly. Okay.
Yeah, I was, like I said, when I was looking at the totals, I just wanted to make sure we were keeping the mayor and our treasurer up with everybody else, otherwise we have a big deficit like we did years ago. We didn't want to go there, so. I'm hoping that we continue to go with that. And as far as I'm concerned, we as a council are still making more than what a lot of councils are in our area. So this, just the 27th pay, you know, just what, $333. I'm fine with that. That saves a lot of bookwork. Quite honestly, probably costs more for the bookwork to revert it back than it does. But $330, that's not that big a deal. So I'm okay with that, I guess.
Well, you know, this is the conversation I hate every single year because it's just awkward talking about salaries for us specifically. But yeah, I know that, you know, in our budget conversations we talked about some of these things, and to me, I think it makes a lot of sense, to your point, Dan, of keeping the council where we were for 2021. And it changes the, again, squeezes from 27 to 26 days. So, other thoughts, comments?
Concur.
You're talking regarding just the council pay, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm talking about the council pay. Yeah, for the mayor, the clerk, again, following some of the comments that you guys made to get us back up to where the department heads are. So, yeah. I don't know what else to say about that. Okay, so I guess, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2021-27 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Dan. I heard you first. I'm sorry, Ted. Motion and second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to second reading at the next meeting. Next up is the vacation policy update, and I'll turn that over to Beth.
Sure. In your packet, you should find the vacation policy. The updated part is in red. So the change basically is in the A12, where you see the accrued vacation. What we are doing is kind of just doing some clarification. So this accrued vacation they can apply for only on a yearly basis, once a year. Under B, you'll see then that this document needs to be approved by the mayor. And then if you continue on down, they have to have at least 1 week's notice. And then I have also attached the form, which is after that, that they would fill out, form SS. And again, that signifies that it's they need to have a 1 week notice, and the employee signs, then the mayor would sign. And of course, then it is verified by the clerk treasurer.
And this change actually comes from the employees. When we talked about, you know, PTO and whether or not we wanted to go to PTO time versus the separated time, which they expressed their interest not to change from the current policy, which I understand. Mm-hmm. This was one thing that they brought up that they wanted to see change so that it was more standardized and that it was kind of all ran through one time a year rather than kind of fits and starts along the way. Questions about this policy change?
Yeah, well, I had a couple questions about
In
general as I read through this.
Sure.
So
sure.
Two things I just want to make sure I understood.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone has 4 weeks, that's the only time someone can buy back vacation time if they have at least 4 weeks accrued each year. Is that correct?
I think.
Or is it at any?
Three, yeah.
It's three. At 3 weeks?
That's just an example because up above it talks about buyback, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Above 12. So if you have 2 weeks vacation, they're not allowed buyback. If it has 3 weeks vacation, they're allowed 1 week buyback.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
At three they can do one, and then at two
right.
they get, or at four they can do
right.
two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically we make them take at least 2 weeks vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Generally speaking.
And if they don't take that, then they're just
well, it accrues, doesn't it? Well, you can roll
well, you
over.
You can roll
over
for two,
amount.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But then Sally's usually very good about keeping
not
track
so
if somebody's
right.
getting
right.
close so that they don't lose vacation, too.
Okay.
You can roll over the amount from the previous year.
Right.
Yes.
5 weeks max.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was my only question.
Sure.
Thanks.
Okay.
Other questions? Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve vacation policy 5.6 as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ted, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is the agreement with WCCS and Parkview. Also Beth.
Yes, thank you. next in line in the packet is a letter to Council on Board of Works. And I think I had that in also the packet or your folder last council meeting too, the actual copy.
I think it got at least email. Didn't it get emailed to you?
And the email.
Yeah.
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 Okay. All right. So basically the first paragraph of this letter just kind of, or the whole letter just outlines kind of this process that we've been working on for an employee clinic that would be shared between us and the Whitley County Consolidated School. So in February of this year, Dr. McDermott had talked with the mayor about this possibility. And, of course, we were very excited because we had tried to do something similar back in 2017. We did not at that time go ahead with it as the wellness committee basically was the ones investigating it, basically because of the cost and the clinic would be in Fort Wayne. So we felt that would not be a good option for our employees. The second paragraph then talks about a survey then that we did with our employees regarding their interest in an employee clinic. And then there's some statistics there that you'll see. We did find 27% of our employees did not have an established position. So we found that was kind of very interesting. The clinic would be staffed by a nurse practitioner. So we asked some questions about that. And we visited Northwest Allen Employee Health and Wellness Center. A couple of the wellness committee members visited them. And we really enjoyed talking to their nurse practitioner and the assistant. Got to kind of see what our blueprint might look like. So that was really enjoyable. I didn't know if you wanted to add anything to that.
Yeah, as I kind of talked about in the Port of Works, you know, when we went to NACS at Northwest Allen, the thing we kept hearing from them was just that how much buy-in occurred after they first attended, right? Like that it was a little bit of a slow process to begin with because people were a little unsure about, okay, how does this work? You know, am I really going to get good care here? Things like that. But once they started going, the majority of the employees really have bought into that concept and have been utilizing that facility actually pretty well, so much so that I think they've expanded their staff at least once since then. So it was a really good kind of introduction to how a partnership like this would work for school staff as well as, in this case, city staff, and how that would be a really great way in which we can continue to be an employer of choice. And it's just another option, another benefit of being an employee at the City of Columbia City.
The next paragraph talks about in April, we received the Parkview Aggregate Population Report from our annual employee blood draw that we have in January. From that assessment, we found out that our employee population is at high risk for diabetes and heart disease. Just to give you an idea, diabetes is a cost of $20,000 per employee, so it's a high cost item, high dollar. The Marshall Wellness Center would allow us to manage these costs and would help us maintain an employer of choice here in Columbia City. The next paragraph then talks about, it's called the Marshall Wellness Center, is what we'd like to call that. Accessible to all insured full-time active employees and their dependents over age 1, open 20 hours a week. They can make an appointment or walk in for an appointment. Times will be alternated to accommodate some after-business hour time frames. Wait time should be minimal, and the same nurse practitioner and assistant will be at the facility, so that's a plus also. I attached services next after this letter of what will be available. We're going to have prescriptions on site and then blood work testing also available. Now, if they already have a doctor, that's wonderful. This would be supplemental, and so they can still communicate because it will be on my chart, and that'll be great. The only thing we won't be able to probably offer is work injuries at this time because Parkview Occupational Health has a separate computer system than Parkview Hospital. And I guess Parkview, my chart is on Epic, the Epic system, and then Parkview Occupational Health is a different system, so they can't communicate. So, but there's some other things that eventually we'd like to add, so we'll look at that. I did meet with all department employees, spent the past several weeks kind of going through this with them, what it would look like, entertaining their questions, and then kind of going from there. So today I am presenting the two agreements that we need to look at and sign. One is with Whitley County Consolidated Schools. So that will be the first one that you'll see after the medication list. You'll see the medication list after the letter or memo. Then you'll see the clinic lab test list. And then you'll see the Health and Wellness Center agreement with Whitley County Consolidated Schools. It is a 3-year agreement with the option to renew year by year after that. Initially, they wanted us to sign a 5-year agreement, but we kind of asked them to back off of that so we could at least have some opportunity to see how the clinic was going to go and then have that option. So they did allow us to go with 3-year with a renewable year after that. so we are really excited about that. You'll see on the agreement, number four, it does talk about what the cost will be. So city's total cost would be $67 per employee enrolled per month. So we're looking at probably about a $7,000 per month total. So about, I think it came up with $82,812 annually. So, and we are asking for a cost share with employees with this. Don't know quite what that will be yet because we're waiting on renewal for insurance premiums at this time. Did you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, so Beth and Rosie and I have kind of continued a dialogue of where that kind of level would be for the cost share. Again, as you know, we were pretty generous in our raise for the employees this year, and so when we were doing the calculation, we kind of figured a certain insurance premium percentage of, 6% or something like that. Again, kind of we've talked about in the past. But, with that, and I think we decided at that time we had talked about maybe a $15 per pay kind of cost share scenario. And even that, calculating that out, still ends up being about a 3% raise for employees after you include everything else. What we also figured out was, and again, we haven't decided on where that level is. It's probably going to be 5, 10, or 15. It's going to be one of those per pay, and we're not sure which one. We're trying to figure out where that lands, like Beth said, with the insurance premium increase. But I say all that just to say that we kind of did a figuring out of what that would cost if those individuals went, what the return on investment would be, if you will, for them. So if an employee goes to the clinic twice in a year, they've made their money compared to going to their own doctor for a checkup or something like that, right? This is a supplement to a doctor, but it still shows you if they go twice a year, and that's just the employee. That's not a spouse included. That's not kids included. So the more times that they visit, the more they've made their money up, if you will, and are benefiting from that. So, again, we're trying to make it fair to the employees, but we also understand this is an added benefit, and so the cost that isn't covered by the employees will come out of the health insurance fund. So that's what we're all just trying to figure out where that is financially. So, please go ahead.
Just a clarification: if you're a single insurance, then that's all your insurance will cover as a single policy. Then if you have two people, then it increases the two, and if you have family, it increases the family. So I'm just making sure I heard that.
But it doesn't increase, it won't increase the per employee contribution.
That's still the 67.
Yes, it doesn't matter. So it doesn't
whether
matter
you have
if it covers
kids
employee,
or no kids.
Employee spouse, employee and five kids, it doesn't matter. So it does not go based on an amount of lives covered by our insurance. It goes per employee, period. So, yes.
And so do the employees have the option to opt out of this if they don't want to? It's not very much, but if they don't want to pay the whatever it is, do they have that option?
They do not have that option.
Okay.
We're going to pay $67 whether they're in or they're out, whether they use it or they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So the kind of carrot, if you will, is, hey, listen, you're paying for it anyway, so you might as well utilize the service, right?
Yeah.
And again, it's not to be punishment by any means. It's meant to be an added benefit.
Oh, that's...
Mm-hmm. You know, certainly. And again,
awesome, yeah.
You know, we're paying $67 per person, or per employee, if you will, and, they may be paying 5 or 10 or 15 of that amount. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the city's covering the majority of it, and it's a way in which we can continue to add benefits.
Sure.
So that when... our department heads go out for, hiring. It's another benefit that we can offer to make this an employer of choice.
Mm-hmm. So this agreement is between the city and the school.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I assume the school employees have access to this also?
Will.
You guys would know the answer to that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Will,
they?
Yes.
They will, yes.
And is their three-year... start the same time as our three-year term, or they are under contract and then...
So this is a employee clinic that's put on by the school. So it's a we are adding on to what the school's doing, not going together.
Right.
Okay.
Does that
we're
make
just
sense?
Piggybacking on their program.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
It's so great
we
to have the Bechdel here tonight.
We would not like to expose people tonight for those people.
I know you're upset, but it's so convenient that you guys are here.
I just didn't know if it was a...
Yeah, but to your question, so we will have, so what Beth is getting to is we will have an agreement with the school corporation mm-hmm. for the usage of the clinic, and we will have an agreement with Parkview for obviously the uses of the services inside the clinic.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's two, so it's kind of a dual route, but yes, school corporation is the one putting this on. We're kind of joining in there.
Back in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Done. And keep in mind, here's the other thing. I shouldn't point to that because I didn't want to be the spokesperson. the school corporation has a different insurance program than we have.
Okay.
So inherently, they're going to have a different setup than we have, but it's a cost-sharing type of thing. Okay. So,
Do you know if, not looking at anybody,
yes.
Are they excited about this?
I can't say that whether they are or not. I've not heard that necessarily. Now there is again because it's a different insurance setup. They are I don't know what they're paying if they're paying anything, but I think their insurance costs are paying for it. So it's a different setup than what we have. So just in case you hear that from employees or whatever from the city, it's a different setup that they have versus what we have and how the insurances work. Okay, so
that's why I'm asking because I'm sure someone will ask, and that's
yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as I told the board, our third party insurance provider, has told us they want to join the City of Columbia City as an employee, so they have access to a clinic because it's a really great added benefit.
Absolutely.
And obviously, we hope that this not only benefits the employees from a health perspective, but certainly helps with our claims. You know, that's the other side of that is. You know, the more you have someone watching your health and trying to help you along that health journey, the less cost theoretically should be coming down on the city's health insurance plan. So,
and Jennifer. Theoretically, the convenience factor of being able to go a couple of blocks from the street here
and not wait 2 weeks or 3 weeks to get in.
Right, or maybe have to go to Fort Wayne for
something. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's a huge benefit. It's a cost share model, but I really think it's something we've been working on for mm-hmm. multiple years now, and the fact that it just kind of came to fruition mm-hmm. is manna from heaven in some way, shape, or form. So
I can tell you, Dr. McDermott is very excited.
Well, it's got to help their costs also.
Sure.
Yeah. Point at them.
Yeah. That was pointing at Beth.
If you continue on, then you'll see that this is just a couple-page agreement. If you continue on, then in the packet, the next part, which is Parkview's agreement, in this packet, that is not the correct one. I kind of had a little bit of a heart attack on Friday when I got this one because after I looked at it, in the compensation agreement, it talks about $152,000. So I went back to Parkview and said, you know, this is what the school system's agreement is. This is the cost. You know, I don't think that this is, you know, the correct cost. So they did take a look at that, and they realized that it was an error. So the new, the one that you need to look at is back in Dropbox, and it'll be, of course, with the Waterworks and Council. It's the PPG City Agreement.
And really, between the two versions, there's really not that much difference between the two versions.
No. It's just that cost.
Again, it really memorializes just our relationship with Parkview as we go through this. Mm-hmm. And to Beth's point, the 3-year with the additional 2-year, right? Mm-hmm. So is it an automatic renewal? I'm trying to remember.
With the option, unless we give them a letter.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, but I think that's a critical part is, mm-hmm. again, we started out pushing for 5 years, and we're like, let's just see how this works, and hopefully we can get our employees to utilize this clinic for not only their mm-hmm. own health, but certainly for our organization's wellness program. Mm-hmm. And then if for some reason it's just not working out after a couple of years, then we can decide to go a different direction.
Right.
So, you know, I like flexibility in that regard. So.
And we do have measurement protocol that we will have. Basically, as stated before, you know, with our aggregate report, the diabetes and the heart disease. We're going to be keeping track to make sure that those people are being, you know, talked with and monitored, that type of thing, so it keeps the cost down. Also, the other measurement is just to make sure utilization is being correctly taken care of. If we see that, because we'll meet quarterly with them, just to make sure. So if we see that maybe the hours need to be a little bit different, then we can kind of talk about that. So, yeah. But basically, this agreement then is just about your, you know, your general things, and it does include that $82,000 and $812.
Tad, you look like you had a question.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I think it's great. Is this going to be rolled out through, like, a city employee, like how are you going to do the training or implementation, or is it each department head does their own? Or?
Yeah. No, what we'll do is I'm going to be having employee meetings in a couple weeks. We'll be talking some more about this, and then Parkview is going to help us with the marketing. Hopefully we can get something out to the whole households, like in the mail, so that we can reach the families and get that information out.
For the people who don't take the information home to their spouses.
Yeah.
Yes.
And all that kind of stuff.
January 3rd, I think, is 2022 is the start date.
Okay.
So originally it was supposed to be, what, September 1st, then October 1st, and then I think they realized, well, we need to kind of wait. So that's the date for the opening.
But I do think we are planning to have, like, a lunch and learn type, you know, wellness session, if you will, over there to kind of take away the, you know, invisible barrier of, oh, we don't know how this is going to work and what am I supposed to do and all that kind of stuff. So, and honestly, in the last, gosh, how many years have we had the wellness program? 5 years? 6 years?
Probably six.
Something like that.
Six,
you know, one of the things we've utilized was those wellness sessions. We get points toward the wellness goals, if you will, for utilizing those sessions, but we've been able to utilize those in a way where individuals can learn how to do things that are going to make their health and wellness better. And so by taking them through, giving them a tour effectively, getting them to have face-to-face time with the nurse practitioner and to kind of take away that invisible screen, if you will, I think that's really going to open up that opportunity. And again, at the end of the day, if they really need to get in because they're not feeling well or something and they have to wait 2 or 3 weeks to get in their doctor, they should be able to get in within 24 to 48 hours into this place.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great thing. Other questions of Beth? Okay, anything else, Beth?
Nope.
Okay. So what I'm going to ask of the Common Council is to take up the Health and Wellness Center agreement for approval, and then we'll take up the Parkview agreement for approval as well. Board of Works has already approved both of these, but I'd really like to have the council buy in as well on that, because this is a policy, if you will, in some way, shape, or form, so which typically runs through the council. So, can I have a motion to approve the Health and Wellness Center agreement between Whitley County Consolidated School Corporation and the City of Columbia City?
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. And then can I have a motion to approve the participating employer agreement between Parkview Physicians Group and the City of Columbia City as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you for your support on that, council members. Anything else, Beth?
Nope.
Nope? Okay. Okay, then we'll go ahead and go to department head reports. First up is Chip.
Not really much to report on. We have a Next Level Trail grant through DNR that is coming up December 1st, so time's kind of crunching, so cross your fingers on that. We have a public hearing to discuss it next, I believe it's 17th here at 5:30 or 6 o'clock. We're going to post that online. Just plugging away, we got some great news. Last week, boring has been going good for the surf fiber. I've yet to hear they've hit any utilities, have they? I should have said that, sorry.
I'm waiting. We're kind of hoping that they're moving on to phase two soon, and I would love to have got blueprints for phase two to bring before you guys, but I have yet to, so we kind of want to stay ahead of them with locates. But other than that, I've got nothing else.
On that note, and I know this is probably more of a Board of Works question, but Chip and Sean, you guys I know have been working on a locator company that would help with water and sewer and electric and others, stormwater, et cetera. What, have we gotten anywhere with that, or are we struggling with that?
So we're waiting for a second quote. First quote we got back was from USIC. They are the company that's responsible for locating the infrastructure for phone, NIPSCO, maybe,
gas,
and another utility. And it's also the same utility that, or the same company that we're struggling getting locates done for our project. They're almost 2 weeks behind on locates.
Gotcha.
But they offered us a quote to pick up five more utilities. So for us, my question to them was, how can you guarantee you're going to get ours done if you're not already?
Yeah.
And they plan to flood the area with help, because according to them, this is their slower time, so they can pull people out from other projects. Mm. I know it was over $70,000 estimated cost for this coming year. And that's strictly on ticket count, is how they do it, and after hour call outs and things like that will change that. So yeah, we're still waiting for. I have three other companies I've contacted. Only one seemed interested in giving us another quote. They claim to do better quality work, but it's at a higher expense, so we haven't heard back from them with a quote yet. So
okay.
They also actually work with SURF and do all SURF's locating as well. So there might be a little cost benefit for us there, being that this project's in town. But, you know, we made it through phase one. I feel like we did a really good job.
There were some complaints from the departments just about, you know, getting pushed a little harder, but
right.
Come to shove. I mean, everything was done.
Yeah.
Done on time and done so far, good.
So we may be leaning toward maybe or maybe not doing, because I know the second phase and further phases are a lot broader of an area than what phase one is.
Yeah.
Well,
in
full disclosure, you know, personally I'm leaning maybe towards we need to hire an in-house full-time locator, have him locate for all the utilities, one trip, one vehicle. The issue that at that point is cost sharing, you know. As you know, the electric department generally gets stuck with a lot of those bills. So
well, Mike's going to pay for two of it, you know.
Yeah, Mike's got two,
two fifths of it.
So water and stormwater.
Uh-huh.
He's not paying much for the mayor's salary. So, so anyway, yeah, we are still looking into it. We're waiting for another quote back right now, and we'll go from there. We'll bring that to you when we get that information. But.
Okay.
I think they're all so slammed right now that bringing on additional responsibility and additional ticket count isn't probably a great time for them.
Gotcha.
But it is what it is.
Okay.
I hate to agree with Sean, but I do think look at having one guy as just a locate guy.
And this, and I know that you all from the utilities have been talking about this pre-surf. So SURF just kind of exacerbated the issue of having more location, more time dedicated to that kind of stuff while still doing all the other things that you do. And so,
well, and I know it's overwhelming for Rosie's staff as well. I mean, they sent, 70 locates out today or something like that?
But the majority of those SURF?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they're all remarks from stuff we've already marked, which doesn't make our load much bigger, but for Beate, they have to redo all the locating orders all over. So they're duplicating work up there. I know it's getting to be a challenge. They haven't complained at all, though, and she's doing a great job. So,
great. Okay, thank you. Chip, you have anything else you want to?
Nothing else.
Okay, question to Chip.
I'll allot my time to Tad and you for later.
Thanks, Chip.
Okay. Beth, do you have anything else for the council?
I do not.
Okay. Mike?
As I said, in Board of Works, we, on that new water main, that block of water main, we've got everybody hooked up to it. Now we're just going to disconnect the old one. Also, we've had Niblock down there patching the
the road cuts. They should be finished tomorrow. And I know Chip's taking part of the blame for the handicap ramp down here in front of the new restaurant, but I have to say that when we did the alley, I thought it was a great idea to put a curb out there so we didn't have to worry about a car pulling into the alley, mm-hmm. and then, but we needed a handicap ramp. We had it put in today, so.
Oh, it got put in today.
Yes. Yeah, it got poured today, okay. So that's one thing it's taken care of, and we should have that, then people satisfied. I know we're going to have to get hold of Ambergy and have him move
it. We might have to
move it
a little bit. Change some of the striping. So,
okay.
But
good.
But it's amazing when you're sitting there thinking about a good idea, and it turns out to be a bad idea. Mm. You know, it's kind of like, how did we miss that? So, yeah. But we did, and I don't want him taking all the blame. It's just as much mine.
That's what he said.
That's fine. That's
behind fine. Closed doors, I said.
Yeah. He's been telling me I'm taking all the blame for it, but not, and really, he's not, right? And also, there's a new a leak. For leaks and that, where they figure out how much we're losing in leaks and all that, we have to start testing our residential meters, at least 10% of them, which I believe that equals out to about 400 a year. So we invested in, and we should have it after the first year, a new test bench so we can test our own meters, because to do 400, we really couldn't afford to hire a company to do that.
Is that something that your new meter reader could do after service costs?
Yes. No.
Anything else, Mike?
That's it.
Questions of the council? Thank you. Mike?
The 700 East project was completed today. We finished up the painting, put the letter in the other day. We're just waiting on final paperwork, so hope to close that project out in a couple weeks. Received our new pump for EQ Basin for chlorine, although we received it after the disinfection season, so that equipment will be installed and tested, so be ready for the 2022 season. My staff worked on last week and this week greasing equipment and changing oil from summer oil over to winter oil. And that just basically consists of a lighter weight oil, thinner oil, so it doesn't get too thick during the winter. They start working on Christmas lights. Some of them are put up. They won't be turned on for a couple weeks yet, but they are working on putting them up. We ordered a new VFD for our blower. And I got with our lab person today and talk to them. I've mentioned it before, as I mentioned to the mayor. The big thing that's going to come down on our new permit, which I will start filling the application out in January and submit that to IDEM, is going to be total nitrogen. So we were going to have to start doing total nitrogen removal. And so we're going to start testing for that now to see where it's at. And so we have a baseline, and then we'll go from there on what we need to do. I have a plan in my head, but I don't know if that's going to be what we need to do, so I'll keep that to myself for right now.
That's one of those.
I know what I want to try first. So.
I was gonna say, that's one of those lovely unfunded mandates that came down, that will come down from on high.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee you it'll be there. It's already on our monthly report. We don't test for it yet, but it's already on our report.
Yep.
So. That's it.
Questions on Mike? Thank you. Sean?
Pass.
give us that good news you gave us at Board of Works.
We're working on construction and getting bid paperwork around for our North Substation distribution and transmission project we have going on right now. We are sending the information out for bid this week. We should get bids back on December 9th, we will open them at the Board of Works, take them under advisement, and come back a couple weeks later and look to move forward on that project. I'd like, you know, if anybody has any questions on that project, it's a very interesting project that probably I'd like to talk about, and nobody else cares. But we are rerouting some of our circuits for our distribution and making it a lot more reliable, which is very exciting for me. I reported last meeting on the Schedule B looking it up online right now. I think we might be actually good to go on that, but I'll have to double check. Westgate, we did finish section one and two of that project. The only thing we're waiting for now is the seed and straw. That was awarded to a local landscaper that's working on getting that in their schedule. So hopefully they get that in before Thursday. There's a 90% chance of rain on Thursday and then snow. So, and then section two is the last section we have to bury. Section three is the last section we have to bury out there. We're running into a material supply issue right now. And transformers are nearly a year out right now. We've got 20 of them ordered, and we need 15 for that project. Last I checked, we should receive those maybe next spring or summer. So it's getting real ridiculous to find any sort of material, and it's across all utilities. I'm sure these guys probably are running into it as well.
December, January.
Right. So just to... another little piece of information kind of follows the same trend as our three-phase transformers for our commercial customers that are coming online. I've been working a little bit with Chip on any leads we get on any incoming businesses need to go to me first. I put together a little spreadsheet with January 2021 prices for a three-phase transformer was $5,600 approximately at a 4 to 6 week lead time. I got quotes back this week. The fastest I could get it is 8 to 10 weeks, but it's $17,000 for a transformer. That's so that really cuts into it really cuts into your profits if you're buying the transformer for the customer. How many 2 cents per kilowatt hour that we're making does that take to make up just the transformer? So I did find a couple of the quotes. The one I'm looking at right now is $11,300, and it's 19 weeks out. And that's kind of in the middle of cost and time. I got one company that refused to bid, said it would be 2 years before they could have it here anyway, so they're not even going to bid it. I got another 20 to 24 weeks and a 40 to 42 weeks, so we have options. So I think talk about this because...
42 weeks?
Yes.
No. It's an option, Jennifer.
It's an option. Yes.
That's
for the long-term planners.
Yes.
Real
so,
long-term.
Like we have the Starbucks coming into town. You know, I've spoke with three different contractors about that project and said, listen, someone has to let me know what size of service you're going to need for that building as soon as possible because I have to get something ordered today or this week. And so
it's probably going to delay your construction because of how long it's going to take.
If we can get it in
later construction, 42 weeks.
I feel like if we can get it in 19 weeks, we're not going to delay their construction. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're going to have other supply issues similar to what we're going through.
Look at all of these.
Right. So we're not in dire straits just yet, but if this trend continues across, you have large utilities across the nation that are going and buying everything, and small utilities like us are left trying to find what we can find. So interesting dynamic, but everybody knows the money talks. Our 20 transformers were originally 8 to 10 weeks, and now they're 4 months because a large utility out east said, I need 400 transformers, and I'll pay you double whatever these people are paying. And they moved to the front of the line. So we're getting by. We did a really good job of keeping our inventory up before all this, so we're still in a really good shape. Just to give you a heads up on that, we got the big flag up today for Veterans Day. I think it looks nice. Appreciate my guys doing that. We started Christmas preparations, testing, things like that, laying decorations out, getting them ready. We'll start putting those up as soon as next week. Veteran Day is over. We take flags down, put Christmas up. And then I reported in the last meeting we had that pole attachment with Kroger. I received that pole attachment agreement, a request, during this meeting. So that's... right on cue.
Maybe somebody was watching your video.
Google, hey Siri. someone was listening. Yes. Other than that, unless you have any questions.
Questions of Sean. Thank you. I'm going to introduce Sam Bechtel, who is sophomore at Eagle Tech, and is the youth council representative tonight. Sam, you want to talk about what youth council did at the last meeting?
First thing we always do is a Q&A with the mayor. It's always fun. He always answers our questions to the best of his ability. After that, we went to Eagle Park to help set the tone for the Halloween season. After that, we went to lunch at El Dorado, and then we took a look around town at both the fire department and the new containers, and then to the electric department. And then we came back here and adjourned.
Questions, Sam? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
A couple things for your information, just things that are coming up. Today has been a very, very busy day, but a lot of great things accomplished. Veterans Marathon is ready to go for this weekend. So Saturday, we're going to have lots of people in our downtown. Compared to last year, the marathon is down, but the half and the 5K are up fairly significantly from last year, which is really good. We continue to work on the trail project. The trail application is due, trail grant application is due December 1st, so Lori and Chip have been working really hard to get that together and get it ready to go, improve it from the last time we submitted, etc. And we also were, as you all probably know, we were awarded $954,000. For our first phase of Westgate from the Community Crossings program. So that's exciting. We still have a couple of minor issues we've got to get taken care of before we can move forward with that, but mainly with drainage issues that we're trying to work out with the drainage board. But long story short is we're looking at probably a late winter, early spring start date. So that's great. We met with ANZ this afternoon to talk through that and make sure we were kind of all on the same page moving forward on that, which is great. A reminder that City Hall is closed on Veterans Day on the 11th. And for your information, Mike and I will, and United Consulting will be having conversations with, correct me if I'm wrong, with RE.
Yes.
This week, so with our contractor for the long-term patrol plan project regarding liquidated damages, we are not currently in agreement with what that amount is, and so we're going to be having conversations tomorrow with them to try to get some agreement rather than going legal. So we're hoping that we can get that squared away. Anything else? Next week is a youth council meeting, and I think we're going to be going to the parks at the next meeting. And also next week, get to meet with the new Northeast Indiana Regional Partnership Director, Stefan Frigia, I think is how you pronounce it. It's Italian, and I don't speak very fluent Italian, but looking forward to meeting Stefan as he steps in to the role that John Sampson had for 15 years. So looking forward to meeting with Stefan and talking obviously about Columbia City and our growth, our second fastest growing city in Northeast Indiana, and just talking about kind of the goals that we have as a city to improve and expand our business climate and things to that effect. So really excited about that, and I think that's all I have. Well,
nothing, sir.
Dan?
Nothing.
Jennifer.
Well, I have all kinds of things.
Great.
The Ordinance Committee met today, and one of the topics of discussion at Ordinance Committee was UTVs. I wanted to clarify that when we're talking about UTVs, we're talking about side-by-sides, not four-wheelers or three-wheelers. We will have a new ordinance coming up for a reading sometime in the near future on that. I would say probably in a couple of weeks or so. But we were pretty much on the same page about it. And it will probably be a new ordinance that's separated from the golf cart ordinance entirely, because they're clearly not
very
the
different.
Same kind of
yes.
vehicle. So
yes, they're very different.
That's one of the things. The other thing that we talked about at the Ordinance Committee meeting was there was an area that was kind of targeted as maybe a 15-minute parking area in downtown Columbia City. And the more we talked about it, the more we determined that really that was going to be very difficult to enforce unless we were to put in parking meters. And I don't think anyone wants parking meters.
Go back to the, 70s, downtown Columbia City. 70s.
Right. Uh-huh. And if we did a couple of parking meters, we might just do a whole lot of parking meters. And I don't think anybody wants to go down that road right now. So that's probably not going to happen. On other topics of discussion, this is not at ordinance, but this is just other stuff that should be mentioned. The Christmas parade is coming up on the 26th at 6 p.m., and that was officially approved tonight at Board of Works. Santa's house will be open this year, and the hours will be coming soon, and I will send that to you. It will also be posted on social media. They will be a little bit different hours, probably, than what has been traditional in previous years. But we're excited to be able to do it at all. The Columbia City Rotary Club will be doing a community meal on November 25th, and pickup and delivery meals will be available. There will not be a seated meal inside of the 4-H Center. I'm getting you more information about that, too. So, finally, the Columbia City Municipal Residential Christmas Decorating Contest will be happening again this year.
Is there an acronym for that one, Jennifer?
I don't know. Let's call the Christmas Decorating Contest. This is for residents of the city of Columbia City, and we urge everyone to get involved. Decorate the house. Our merry crew of judges will be going around probably the first week of December. I would urge anyone who wants to participate to have the decorations on their house and their lights turned on beginning Friday, November 26th, and at least the next week after that, maybe even longer. It takes a really long time to go up and down every street in Columbia City. So if you want to make sure for sure that we stop by and see your house, you can self-report your Christmas decorating to my email at jromano@columbiacity.net, or I guess that's probably the best way. Otherwise, we'll try to find you when we're driving around, but it takes a really long time to drive around Columbia City. We keep adding streets and
yes,
subdivisions, and it just gets a little bit longer every year, but my merry crew of judges that are mostly under 13 are really excited to do it.
Very good.
Jared Prewalt started that.
That whole thing?
The whole holiday evaluation. If I'm wrong, but I was thinking that was a Jerry. Right.
So I was going to say, I think, do we have the plaque downstairs still that shows
the first year of it? Yeah. We try to mix it up so that it's not the same people winning every year or the same neighborhood having the overall winner. Mm-hmm. We award prizes in each district. They are monetary awards, which might be a good motivator to get out there and get your light. The weather is really great this week, at least until Thursday, so you have time to do whatever you have to do to get the decorating done. And then we have an overall winner that's Rosie, what's the prize amount for the overall winner? Do you remember?
$200.
So it's not insignificant and might really help with your Christmas shopping. So.
Or your utility bill.
Or your utility bill. Especially make sure to leave all those lights on.
Sure.
And I will give a little clue to anybody out there that's thinking about decorating. Our judging group likes crazy. So, go crazy.
Great. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate it. Ted.
So we had redevelopment meeting today with Chip Bessney.
I was disappointed.
Well, not that Chip was disappointed. it was actually a pretty quick meeting, but we did discuss the remediation of the soil at the Cardinal Grain, and it's, what did they say, 90%?
90% of the VOCs have been removed in the initial sampling.
Wow.
But, I forgot to tell you.
And VOCs are?
Volatile
organic chemicals. What?
Volatile organic carbon.
There, see?
See, I didn't know if it was chemical or.
Well, I didn't know what it was at all, so.
Yeah.
But so that's going really well,
yes.
And that was pretty much the highlight of the redevelopment. So that's good stuff.
Thank you, Dad. Thanks. Jenny.
I have nothing.
Chris. Audience. You sure you don't want to represent somebody tonight? With that, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.